This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Philly is showing out. It's Valentine's Day, and the city of brotherly love is loving up on their Philadelphia Eagles. Super Bowl 59 champions. Mm. And so many relationships are going to end and start today with the Super Bowl festivities.
How many kids in 9 months are going to be born named Cooper?
Saquon. Big Jalen bump. I could see it. I could see it happening. It's going to be egregious.
Mm.
A lot. The baby bump is real when your team wins a championship.
Oh, yeah. No, there's actually been, like, studies done on this.
It is a very real thing. Your tax dollars at work.
Mm. Hey, look, we talked about the study of language and hockey.
Yeah, that one seems ridiculous.
Yeah. Most of them are.
But could you imagine? They say that a million people showed up for this thing in Philadelphia.
That's believable, isn't it?
It's very believable. It's very believable. I would say that we're probably going to see, I mean, honestly, out of a million people that are there, would it shock you if 10,000 relationships ended because significant other gets way too drunk, screws up Valentine's Day, and it's over? I mean, on the low end, probably like 1,000. Probably like 1,000.
That's believable.
1,000 relationships are going to end because the Birds won the Super Bowl. And a guy's like, no, I got to go celebrate the Birds with the boys. And you go out there and you just get hammered. Also, though, we're probably going to see every one relationship that ends, there's going to be a new one that starts because this. You will find love at the Valentine's Day Super Bowl parade.
Or a new life is brought into the world. You're in 9 months, you know?
100% that's going to happen. But we all knew that the city of Philadelphia was going to show out, and they are. I saw there was a guy, they were doing the Eagles chant, you know, the E-A-G-L-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy, and there's video of him, and he's fist pumping, right? And he's doing the chant, and then all of a sudden starts puking. But as he's puking, the fist pump of the Eagles chant does not stop.
No, you can't be slowed down.
No.
You cannot be denied.
It is not going to stop. You have so many things that are so uniquely Philadelphia. Because we always ask, like, there's always beers being thrown to mm-hmm. and from in the parade, right?
Oh, 100%.
Have you seen Howie Roseman?
I have not.
The general manager of the Philadelphia Eagles. This dude has a gash in the middle of his forehead. A fan
caught a beer,
threw a beer, bam, right in the middle of the forehead.
Went full Ace Ventura, reflexes of a cat, huh?
I mean, it is, go and look at the picture of Howie Roseman. He got lit up. It got him right
oh,
in the
God.
Middle of his forehead.
Oh, yeah. Man, that thing hit him, like, it is clearly the top of the beer.
Yep.
Imprinted in his forehead.
Yep.
The little, like, the circle top of, like, the firm rim, as it were, of the can is imprinted in the middle of his forehead.
Right there.
Holy crap.
Get him. Okay. So we have that.
Worth it.
We have Reed Blankenship, one of the exciting whites, on his bus. He is on top of the bus, and all of a sudden, the crowd starts chanting, "Coop, Coop, Coop," and he has to be like, "Guys, I'm Reed.
I'm the other white guy.
Other guy." Meanwhile, Cooper DeJean, pick six, he ended up, he got hurt too. He has a gash over his eyebrow because he got a Bud Light chain and it has a can fixed on it. He got too excited, can came up, whapped him in the face. Two injuries. Roseman, beer can to the face. Cooper DeJean's own Bud Light chain whacks him right upside the face.
Look, I am not a Tom Brady lover as you are.
Yeah.
But I will say, Brady getting hauled off the boat that drunk,
yeah,
is still one of the best
tequila got him
post Super Bowl like celebrations I've ever seen.
Yeah, there's plenty of candidates for the Eagles that could be that guy this year. One of them is Quinyon Mitchell, the rookie out of Toledo.
Yeah, it's rookies,
and this is a great interview. It's on Fox 29 in Philadelphia. They're in the parade and they're just grabbing players who are walking alongside, giving high fives to fans and stuff. They grabbed Quinyon Mitchell, but you will hear Quinyon Mitchell in what he says during his interview. A veteran move happens during this. One of the vets, James Bradbury, stopped Quinyon Mitchell from probably living in infamy.
I love that they're just hopping off the buses.
A message to the people of Philadelphia. Your love message.
Go!
Right there, right? He yells, he yells, "Go Eagles." And the reporter's like getting ready to ask the follow-up. James Bradbury is like, "This dude is way too drunk to be on TV." And he slides in. It was like, you know, when there's a girl at a bar and she has a friend who is like, "I'm going to just shield everything off. There will be nobody who talks to my friend tonight." Yeah, that's exactly what James Bradbury did.
That's just the fridge that protects the snacks.
Slides in back to the camera, back to the reporter, and gently just pushes Quinyon Mitchell away. Like, you know what? Not today. This is not, your career is just starting. We're not going to end it on Fox 29 during the Super Bowl parade.
Look, let the young man live in infamy.
He knew it right when he heard "Go Eagles" just screamed at the top of his lungs by Quinyon Mitchell. This young man, not talking to the media right now. Another for drunkest candidate there. Did you see Nolan Smith's kidnapping case?
No.
This was also great. So you have fans and young children that are there, and you have the barricades that are up. Nolan Smith walks up, and there's like a kid probably 2 years old, maybe, year and a half, 2 years old, and he grabs a picture with the kid, puts the kid on his shoulders, right, for the picture, and the kid is loving it. The parents are loving it. Nolan Smith
turns and walks away.
Probably not even on this planet. He just keeps on walking. And I don't know who it was, but one of the other players comes up and like starts talking to him. He's like, "Hey, man.
Got
to
give the kid back.
You've walked probably 30 yards with this child on your shoulders. His parents are going to want him back." Removes the kid, and a solid move, takes the kid off, gives him a bottle of champagne, and then goes and returns the kid.
There you go. Smart. I just saw a video on here, too, where Saquon Barkley recognized the team ball boy behind the barricades and picked him up and was like, "Come on, kid."
I think Saquon is going to be a hero out of this.
Oh, he took a picture with like a three-year-old.
Yeah.
The kid had a sign. It's my third birthday.
Yeah.
Came over, took all the pictures and was...
Yeah.
The family was going nuts.
Did that with the ball boy. The ball boy was there. Like, he was giving high fives and dapping up everybody. And then he gives a hug to a guy and he's like, "Why aren't you with us?" And the guy's like, "I don't know." And so Saquon Barkley... Now, ball boys in the NFL are not children.
Yeah.
Saquon Barkley picked up a grown-ass man.
Like a kid.
And lifted him over the barricade with, like, the ease that you lift up a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, nope, you're in the parade now. That is awesome.
No, it's great.
Did you see what else Saquon Barkley did?
I did not.
Okay. Saquon Barkley, to celebrate the Super Bowl, he did not just get his offensive line expensive alcohol. Saquon Barkley is partnered with Bud Light. Mm. He gifted each of his offensive linemen a truckload of Bud Light.
Oh, God.
So it is like the beer trucks that go to grocery stores. Each one of his offensive linemen, and they had them lined up in the parking lot before the parade. Each offensive lineman has a truckload of Bud Light.
Holy crap.
Saquon is winning Super Bowl parade day.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Forget a watch.
He, yeah, no, right?
The old lineman probably like, don't get me wrong, the watch, the rollies are nice, but that's who was it that gifted their offensive lineman after the Super Bowl the golf carts?
Well, Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley both got that for their offensive lineman this year.
Yeah, okay.
But that's a pretty common one, the souped-up golf carts.
Yeah, custom.
That's pretty sweet.
Those are nice.
Saquon also, this is according to John Clark of NBC Philly. He also told the Tonight Show, like Jimmy Fallon wanted him on. He said, I'm not going to go unless my O-line and Jalen Hurts are with me. So that's pretty badass. I'm picking up what Saquon's putting down. And that, watching this celebration and watching like the man of the people, Saquon Barkley too, boy, that makes it even more rough if you're a Giants fan. That makes it even, like he is now becoming, he's becoming one of the, like the main people of Philadelphia sports lore now.
Quickly becoming a folk hero.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look, there's ways to do it.
You're dang right.
There's ways to do it.
You're dang right.
And it's not that hard.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. It's not that hard to do.
Yeah. Not at all.
It's like doing the simple thing, like when the crowd eggs you on to pound the beer, pound the beer.
There's also, this seems like a bit out of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. You know, they dress up like an eagle at times. There is a video going around the internet right now of a man with, like, it looks like an actual, like, eagle mascot head.
Mm.
He's wearing, like, a jersey. He is laying down on the sidewalk, like he has been after it for far too long. And he looks like he's passed out. And then all of a sudden, he's, like, pouring Bud Light into the mascot mouth.
Comes to life.
Like, I just hope that man is not drowning himself. Because the mascot mouth is not attached to your mouth. You're just basically pouring beer all over your face at this point. And that's the only way that man is drinking, and he is that hammered.
Well, yeah, and hopefully he didn't have like a gator over his face or something where he's waterboarding himself in there.
Got the shiesty under the mask.
Birds win the Super Bowl, worth it. Worth it. It may be against the Geneva Convention, but you know what? It's part of the celebration in Philly. The people of Philly are celebrating, and it's awesome. I love these Super Bowl parades. And that's where, like, dynasties, like the Chiefs, they don't go that hard anymore. Like, the Patriots, they weren't going as hard as they were. When you get a city that hasn't won a Super Bowl regularly, and look, the Eagles have won within the last decade, they have a Super Bowl. But 8 years ago they won?
Yes.
If you think about that, like, a city that just that's starved for it, they go all out. Like when the Cubs won the World Series, how great was that parade? Where it was like millions of people showed up in Chicago for the Cubs to win the parade. I love it when championship parades get like that.
Oh no, go completely sideways.
Oh, God bless.
If we talked about if they ever won a title here again, it'd just be a giant cloud of smoke.
It would be. It would be. We're not getting a million. City's not that big.
No, but I mean, as far as like,
we get a few hundred thousand.
As far as like relative size, when you're talking about city size to parade turnout,
it'd be good.
I think it would be very, very high here.
We'll keep you updated if anything else comes out of the Super Bowl parade, including a famous face that is making his rounds still around Super Bowl 59.